Good morning and welcome to
Alabama Gospel Radio.
I'm your host, Freddie Alba. Welcome.
Gospel concert, Frisco City, Alabama. Good evening. How you doing out there? And welcome to House Evening Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming in from 231 6th Avenue downtown from the city of Beatrice, Alabama. Got a gospel concert coming up. It will be Sunday, March the 29th, 2020. At the Bell Re-Enterprise, Old Frisco City High School, 200 School Street, Frisco City, Alabama. Doors will open at 3:30 p.m. Concert starts at 4 p.m. Tickets are just $15 in advance and can be purchased at Faith Automotive in Monroeville, Alabama. $20 at the door. Features groups on the Flying Clouds of Edinburgh, Alabama. The McCrary Singers, the Gospel Travelers of Atmore, Revelation of Selma, and the Gospel Legends. For more information, you can call 334-306-5013. Don't you miss it. That's March the 29th, 2020 at the Bell Re-Enterprise over Frisco City High School, 200 School Street, Frisco City, Alabama. All doors open at 3:30 p.m. Concert will start at 4 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance and can be purchased at Faith Automotive in Monroeville, Alabama. $20 at the door. Featured groups are the Flying Clouds, Bedburg, Alabama, the McCrary Singers, the Gospel Travelers of Atmore, Revelations of Selma, and the Gospel Legends. For more information, you can call 334-306-5013. 334-306-5013.
And welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. How are you doing today? Beautiful day. God's good, you know. Always good. We are having our local Pacers Beatrice Community Chapter meeting here today. Beatrice over at Morris House at 1956 Grant Boulevard. We hope you'll come on out. Anyway, just a few community people. We're going to be talking about the garden and the fishing and all the things like that, the Kettering Foundation, all the things that we do here with the school and the kids and all that kind of good stuff. But anyway, Pacers, we grow food, we grow fish, we show you how to plant a garden, we show you how to build a greenhouse, how to build a solar house, we show you how to do a lot of stuff at TFCS High School. We are the Pacer Corporation. I'm chairman of the board. I'm the guy that sits there and make sure everything is working and everybody's working together and doing what they need to do. Anyway, that's today. We're hoping Al McCourt will call in. We're hoping Brother Williams will call in. Some of the people that listen to us a lot, we hope some of them call in today. We hope Al will call in and talk about the event coming up. And let me play that instead, talking about it. Hopefully you'll call in a minute.
Gospel concert, Frisco City, Alabama. Good evening. How you doing out there? And welcome to House Evening Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming in from 231 6th Avenue downtown from the city of Beatrice, Alabama. Got a gospel concert coming up. It will be Sunday, March the 29th, 2020, at the Bell Re-Enterprise, Old Frisco City High School. 200 School Street, Frisco City, Alabama. Doors will open at 3:30 p.m. Concert starts at 4 p.m. Tickets are just $15 in advance and can be purchased at Faith Automotive in Monroeville, Alabama. $20 at the door. Featured groups on the Flying Clouds of Edinburgh, Alabama. The McCrary Singers, the Gospel Travelers of Atmore, Revelation of Selma, and the Gospel Legends. For more information, you can call 334-306-5013. Don't you miss it. That's March the 29th, 2020 at the Bell Re-Enterprise over Frisco City High School, 200 School Street, Frisco City, Alabama. All doors open at 3:30 p.m. Concert will start at 4 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance and can be purchased at Faith Automotive in Monroeville, Alabama. $20 at the door. Featured groups are the Flying Clouds, Bedburg, Alabama, the McCrary Singers, the Gospel Travelers of Atmore, Revelations of Selma, and the Gospel Legends. For more information, you can call 334-306-5013. 334-306-5013.
And welcome.
Love Talk. Radio.
All right. True Praise Radio Honors and Awards Ceremony coming up in August the 1st, 2020. It's a ways off, but it's going to be here before you know it. Red carpet, 4 p.m. The event starts at 5 p.m. United Christian Church there. Pastor Tyler Dixon, 1852 Highway 84. Highway 14, rather, there in East Prattville, Alabama. 36056. United Christian Church, Pastor Tyler Dickinson. 1852 Highway 14, East Prattville, Alabama. 36066. Tickets at $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Formula Tire, live performances. For more information, go to tprgroove@gmail.com. True Praise Radio Groove@gmail.com. tprgroove@gmail.com. That's August the 1st, 2020. Yours truly going to be part of that festivities. Come on up there. See you there. More coming your way here on House Here and Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I pulled up the banner for True Praise Radio Honors and Awards Ceremony. That's August the 1st, 2020, red carpet event. It's going to be right at 4 p.m. You make sure you be a part of that, taking some pictures and walking across that red carpet, smiling and dressed up, as they say, in your Sunday go, looking your very best. Me and my wife, we hope we'll be there this time again. It's going to be at United Christian Church, Pastor, I think, at Tommy Dickinson. That's 1852 Highway 14, East Prattville, Alabama, 36066. Put that in your tracker, your finder, your GPS. Tickets are just $15 in advance, dollars at the door. Oh, man, $20 at the door, $15 in advance. Formula Tire. Live performances. Hey, some are the groups, some of the folks that, when I work with Sharper Records, Tony Sharper, I'm out of Atlanta and Florida, and Ray Hollins and guys like that, the Golden Crowns. I work with these guys and do sound production for them sometimes. They got their own stuff, but sometimes they need somebody to put a little extra thump in that sound, so I'll do that sometimes for them. But anyway, for more information on the True Praise Radio Honors and Award Ceremony, August the 1st, 2020, up there in Prattville, Alabama, on 1852 Highway 14 at the United Christian Church, where Pastor Tyler Dickinson is the pastor, you can call. You can go to truepraisegroove@gmail.com. True, P-R, just T-P-R. Groove, G-R-O-V-E, at gmail.com. Listen real close now. Just hear what you put on the web, the email address. tprgroove@gmail.com. That's all you need. That's all you need. All right? Okay. We hope that you will call in, some of y'all, this morning. Let's go back to the studio. Let me find something to play here for you right quick. Let's see. We got the advertisement queued up. We're not going to be on but a few minutes this morning. We came on at 6 o'clock. We're going to go off. We've got about 45. We've got about 36 minutes of streaming live time. I'm hoping some of those folks will call in. Let me find something to play for you today. This is a test intro that we did a while back. It's still good for today. Listen out.
time it is, wherever you are, you're listening to How Super Titan Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, down south here in the big city of Beatrice. I'm your host, Freddie Howard. We are in phase number two of How Super Titan Gospel Blog Talk Radio. I call it Garage. New iMac start. We had problems in a while, but we want to welcome you all back. We had some lightning that messed up the studio. We lost all of our songs. We had some trials and tribulations, but God is still here, and He's still in control. And we are on the air in the test phase for How Super Titan Gospel Blog Talk Radio using GarageBand version 10.1.3. And in the background is Tim Rogers and the Fellas. We want to thank Brother Harris for bringing this song our way some time back. But anyway, all you gotta do is believe for your number one friend. That's God Almighty. Stay with us here on House of Blood and Gospel Blog Talk Radio, where we play all kinds of music, country and western, bluegrass, praise worship, a little bit of blues sometimes, all kind of good conversations. We've had over 1,000 and some programs that we have recorded in the past in our archives. But we hope that you would click on to House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us all over the internet. All you got to do is type in House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Let us go to the throne. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. And God, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. We want to thank you for this opportunity again to come on the air and broadcast right in front of the prince of the air, which is Satan, the deceiver, the liar, telling words and singing songs and saying things that will help someone along the way. On behalf of all of us here at House of Redemption Gospel Blog Talk Radio, my family and all that have been around me for the 70 years, again, thank you. We want to thank of all of our supporters around here, Beatrice, Tellus, Brandon, Peterman, Benberg, all over the internet, Facebook friends, everybody that has supported us over the years. Continue to listen to us. You can call us at 251-362-1935 on our cell phone. You can call us at, 619-639-4634 if you want to just listen or you want to talk or whatever you want to do. And again, thank you for listening to House of Bethlehem Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, as we move around here in the studio, pushing different buttons, sometimes you cut some off, and sometimes you should have cut some on. But anyway, we hope everything's going well for you this morning, that you clean it up and stay clean and washing your hands and doing all the things you need to for safety. That's right at any time, flu season or any other kind of season. The virus moving across the USA. God has always got something for us. The thing about that is that you need to stay focused on Jesus Christ, God Almighty, your Creator. God still got it. I'm telling you, He still got it. I don't, you know, you might think the world is coming to an end, and in fact, it is coming to an end. It's not going to stand forever. God said so. He's telling you already in His Word what's going to be going on. That's not the end, though. That's just getting ready. That's just, as my grandmama used to say, the birthing pains of change. And that is, stuff's always changing all the time. As diseases and wars and rumors of war. And yet what? We as human beings, we've been doing some stuff for a long time. God just said, okay, y'all have plenty of chances. Ready? You don't have plenty of chances. You keep doing the same thing over and over. And like everybody else, God watching to see what you're going to do. He's giving you chance after chance after chance after chance. It's just like you're breathing. You know that? You breathe in one time, you breathe out another time, you just do it over and over. One time you're taking in oxygen, that it gives you blood, the stuff that it needs to keep you going and your heart pumping like you're broken. And guess what you breathe out? You breathe out carbon dioxide. Yeah. You take in that air and restore the body and stuff, then you pump out the carbon dioxide. It's a devil. It's the killer. Life and death, constantly, over and over. You go to funerals every day, reminding you what God says. He's coming back. You get ready. He be talking to you all the time. You be talking about your friends, talking about your mama, cussing folks out, doing stuff you knew you ain't doing, stealing money, all the kind of stuff you do. God see all that. One day he gonna say, okay, whoever you are, come on, man. It's all over. You have chances to get your stuff right. Now, when you did, it's all over. I'm telling you, it is absolutely over. I mean, finish. You know what I mean? Well, coming your way here on House E Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, we're going to play a few ads for you.
You listen to House E Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com. House E Production Gospel, we are your internet radio. You're listening to House C Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio from the Internet City, Beatrice, Alabama. Enjoy.
To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Happening in your life, God is right there, and all you have to do is call on him, because he sits at the right hand of the Father, waiting to hear you say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you'd like to call into this show, the telephone number is 347-202-0317. We will stop it at any time because we're recording right now. If you'd like to call on the cell phone, that is 1-251-362-1935. Anytime, at all times during the broadcast, we will stop and talk to you regardless of whatever you want to talk about. Anything under the sun that God has created, we will talk to you about it here on House Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We play all styles of music. If you have a preference of music, country, bluegrass, praise, worship, jazz, jazz mix. We don't play too much rap, but we do have some rap in our inventory. But we do play all styles of music, and we hope that you will join us here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. The songs that you're going to be hearing now for the next 3 hours or so are some of the songs that I have personally chosen that I like and added to our playlist. This one is one right here. Let the church say amen. The church right now. It's in the hearts of men. Jesus Christ is in the hearts of men. And how you act and what you do is coming out of your heart.
Don't be discouraged by what's taking place with President Donald Trump and the United States and all the things taking place. You keep your hands and your eyes focused on Jesus Christ, God Almighty, your Creator. He has everything. Everything that is happening is for a reason. Just keep praying, keep loving, keep caring for people, keep sharing with people, and love as God has told you to do. And carry His word to other Christians. Again, thank you for joining us here at House of the Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. Oh, by the way, you can find me all over the internet. All you got to do is type in three words, Housey Production Gospel. That's all you need to type in. Or the hashtag HOWCE. I'm all over the internet. Thank you very much. And welcome again to Housey Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook drama, all kind of good music here.
Christian Ed, like I said before. All kind of good artists. Check them out. Check them out. Really. Check them out. All right. That's there. You can listen to us here. We got about 20 minutes of live streaming time. House of Learning Gospel, bringing families from music churches together. That's what we do through gospel music. What is gospel music? What is the common factor in all gospel music that is sang, played, written to God's word, John? The answer, God the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. We play all styles of music here in one place. We cover all elements of the human being. I don't care if a human being do it, we're going to talk about it. In fact, we'll even talk about you if you want to. We will minister to the whole man. Come join us in praying a family community church together. Support for IC Broken Gospel. Support for House of Broken Gospel. You can go to paypal.me/FreddieCollinsHouse. And you can pay me, give me whatever you want to right there on PayPal. $1, $0.50, $0.75. I don't care. You give whatever you want to. That's between you and God. That's for me to host. Okay? Today's broadcast ain't but 45 minutes. We got about 20 minutes of live streaming time left. Somebody call in. I don't care who it is. Call in. Call in. Talk about the virus. Talk about whatever. Are you scared? What's going on? What's happening with the virus? On another thing, I want to give a special shout out to Pastor Luis Gabon and the Restoration Worship Center there at Rock Mountain, North Carolina. Let me tell y'all something. When we play this music on it, we have to have permission. We have to have this ready for it to be played. It's got to be this, that, and it's got to be that. You have to deal with royalties, things like that. All the stuff you got to do. But anyway, Pastor Luther Barnes, on his Facebook page, he has a lot of friends. That's rare for big folks to have friends. Everybody kind of want to keep that distance and stuff like that. But I called him and talked to him, and I asked him for permission to play his music, and he said, play anything that they play and made. That is the only professional gospel ministry that has said, you got permission to play it. Play your song. Play it. And that's what we do. It's Pastor Luther Bond. Pastor Luther Bond. And coming up July 10th, 2020 at 7 p.m., pre-birthday celebration, the guest is going to be Pastor Luther Bond at the Restoration Worship Center at Rock Mile, North Carolina. That's who's going to be the guest. Passion Praise Outreach Ministries, 240 East Marcus Street, Martinsville, Virginia. Martinsville, Virginia, 2411 Terrell Johnson Pastor. You don't want to miss this great service. That's right. And guess what? James Abelhart from Rampant and Rise Crossing, Mr. Duke Sanders, grandboy, is running for the Congressional District of Alabama. This is James Abelhart, J.T. Abelhart. And guess what? I've had some people that be out campaigning talking about they ain't never heard of James Abelhart. They ain't heard of James Abelhart because they don't want to hear about James Abelhart. And let me say something about Alabama. All right, much Alabama. How long? Oh, by the way, Alabama got its first case of the virus yesterday. The governor was on talking about it and putting things in place. School going to be out for next week for 2 weeks, I believe, or 2.5 weeks, keeping your kids at home. We having an event today with about 15 or 20 people, some local folks here in Beatrice. God willing, everything will be all right, but we're going to go forward in faith. We won't be planning anything after this event, but this has been in the plan for so many months. We do it every year. So we hope you'll come out. We'll be talking about the garden and all kind of stuff like that, and fish and things like that. But anyway, that's going to be today at 10 o'clock and be after that. I've got over Mr. Moore's house at 1956 Grant Boulevard. Anyway, more about James Abelhart. Whenever I see you, you see me. He just turned his plane in. And get what? Our white brothers and sisters, my goodness, when y'all gonna get out of this your white right mindset? You can put a black person, I don't care if he's the accolades, he's squeaky clean, whatever, and put him up against a white man or a white woman in Alabama. That brother gonna lose because they don't see nothing but white right. I don't care nothing about what he, your accolades, what you accomplished. Most white folks in Alabama don't care nothing about white right. You white, you right. If you up against dealing with a black man, whoa. They suffer from racism syndrome. They just can't get away from it. It's just in their genes. And get what now? You got some black folks that are racist too. Don't you believe that they all, we all this, that, and no, we just as messed up as some white folks. But man, in Alabama, when it comes to voting, Tommy Tuberville and Jeff Sessions and all of them, man, put some folks up there going to do some stuff for everybody. Them people are going to be strictly doing what white folks want done. And this thing about socialism, socialism, everything is socialism. Jesus told you to help everybody and share what you got and do stuff like that. But the thing about it, he told you to get up off your duff and go to work too now. And they always talking about black folk won't work. It's white folk that won't work too. It ain't all black folk. And guess what? In this country, y'all putting everything on us and black folk, we this and we that, and according to proportion of the population, and we this and we that, and more. Hell, there's more white folks in jail, more white folks stealing, more white folks doing everything that's wrong. Guess why? Because there's more of them. My goodness. America, come on. And Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, he's going to be all right. But guess what? He's going to be all right if you and I keep praying. Because God tell you to pray for the leaders. All right, anyway. James Abelhard, a citizen now immersed in the movement that started just years before we were born, a movement that the grandparents and our mothers and fathers were deeply immersed in, and now along with our children, our grandchildren, have been affected. Although many of you know me, some may not, I come to establish a bond, a relationship of trust in me as a viable candidate. He's just playing it out plain and clear. I do not take the duties and responsibilities lightly. All right? He do not take them lightly. I am qualified, confident, capable, and prepared. I'm asking for your vote, March the 31st. March the 31st. Go out and vote, y'all. Come on. Black folks, white folks. And black folks, if y'all will come out in numbers untold, unheard of, it's a lot of y'all don't even vote. I mean, people talk about my vote don't count. Man, it takes Hank Sanders to tell you about what one vote will do. One vote can change some stuff. And get what? Jesus Christ was just one, but he had the awesome power of God the Father, Jesus, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Guess what? He put the same thing in you. You can do something just you by yourself. You can change the world just you by yourself. Now, here's the thing about the world. The world not going to change. The world will chew you up and spit you out, as folks like Michael Jackson and stuff like that. It will destroy you if you let it, but you got to be smart enough not to. Oh, my brother James Richardson down in Mississippi hollering at him. Ronald Williams likes to post. I still want Ron. Let me check on Ron. I told Ron to call in and see what Ron doing. I told him to call in this morning. But Ron ain't calling in. I bet he said, yeah, he said, I got you. But he said he got me. He got me. He said he listened. But he ain't calling in to the radio station. Let me call. Let me pull Ron's coattail. Let's see. Anyway, we got about... Let me see. We got about 10 more minutes of live streaming time. 10 more minutes of live streaming time. Let's see. I even told Lil Harold to call in, too. But Harold's a busy man, too. I mean, everybody's busy. It's true. But anyway, 2020 census. Don't be sitting around on your duff talking about, I don't count. Hell, if you don't fill out that registration and open that door and let that census person in, me and my wife are going to be coming y'all way. Don't be bringing out no guns and talking about no racist stuff. Everybody got problems. Black folk, white folk, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Jews. And it ain't but two type people in the world now. I know it looks like I'm rambling, but it ain't but two type people in the world, Jews and Gentiles. Jews and Gentiles, that's all. 2020 census. I do what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask Gwen to call me at this radio station and talk about this census. Let me do that right now. I'm going to tell her to call me right now and talk about this census. And I'm going to see if she's going to do it. I'm going to call her, send her a message right now. Right now, I'm going to tell her to call me. Okay, come on, Gwen. Look at that inbox. Good morning. Call me right now. Good morning.
See, he's seen it at 6:40.
6:40 a.m. he saw it. He may be listening. I don't know. Let's see what he's saying. He's talking back to me right now. And he may answer, and he may not. He may say, look, I don't feel like talking this morning, but I'm just listening. But anyway, God's good. We hope everything's going well for you. Oh, give me a few minutes to get up. Oh, he's still in the bed. That's good. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. I will stop live streaming in how many minutes? I will stop live streaming in about 4 minutes. Okay, I will stop live. Let's see. Okay. Oh, Harold didn't call either. But anyway, it's all good. God's got it. Let's go ahead and play this here. Gospel Concert right there in Frisco City, Alabama. Check it out.
Gospel Concert, Frisco City, Alabama. Good evening. How you doing out there? Welcome to House Even Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue downtown in the city of Beatrice, Alabama. Got a gospel concert coming up. It will be Sunday, March the 29th, 2020, at the Bell Re-Enterprise, Old Frisco City High School, 200 School Street, Frisco City, Alabama. Doors will open at 3:30 p.m. Concert starts at 4 p.m. Tickets are just $15 in advance and can be purchased at Faith Automotive in Monroeville, Alabama. $20 at the door. Featured groups on the Flying Clouds of Edinburgh, Alabama. The McCrary Sanguines, the Gospel Travelers of Atmore, Revelation of Selma, and the Gospel Legends. For more information, you can call 334-306-5013. Don't you miss it. That's March the 29th, 2020, at the Bell Re-Enterprise, Old Frisco City High School, 200 School Street, Frisco City, Alabama. All doors open at 3:30 p.m. Concert will start at 4 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance and can be purchased at Faith Automotive in Monroeville, Alabama. $20 at the door. Featured groups are the Flying Clouds, Bedburg, Alabama, the McCrary Singers, the Gospel Travelers of Atmore, Revelations of Selma, and the Gospel Legends. For more information, you can call 334-306-5013. 334-306-5013.
And welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just looking around Facebook here. We got 90 seconds before our live stream in. We just did a 45-minute broadcast because we got some other things to be doing today. We got to go out and get ready for the community meeting at Pace. Mark Capshaw, I worked with him years at Hogan Prison in the death row section. He's a good man. And he says, for all of the, he's an Indian, by the way. Guess what? There's ever two type people in the world. Now, we may have Indians, may have the Mexican, the Puerto Rican, different, whatever. But there ain't but two type of people in the world. Y'all remember that. Don't never forget that. Jews and Gentiles. If you're not a Jew, a Jewish person, God's people, there's nothing wrong with saying Jew. That's Jewish. That's what it stands for. They just say, some people may put connotation to it when they say J-U. Yeah, that's trying to throw off on you, but then, hey, just be real. God knows what's in your heart. Don't throw off on nobody. I don't care who they are. There's number of Jews and Gentiles in the world. And for those of who think that natives are heathens, this is Mark talking. We are not. We choose to call God in a different name, Great Spirit. Say God is the Great Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. That's who with us now. We have had religions long before anyone else. Let me add, I was raised Lutheran and converted to Baptist, and now back to the Starry Catholic. Lutherans in spinoff of the Catholic Church, and yes, they still believe in God. Ways of native God is what you call God. Doesn't matter. He is still you talk to you, now you actually are. May God bless you. Clear message from a brother that I work with. And here's the thing about it. Whether you're Catholic, whether you women serving God, you worshiping God, you're doing the right thing, God going to work your life and in your life to make things happen the way it's supposed to happen. God's got it. You just do what's right and treat people right, and then what? Everything going to be absolutely all right. I mean, absolutely all right. Okay, let me get this phone call. Hello, hello, good morning, good evening, and welcome to House of Gospel. You're talking to Freddie Howard and B.S. Alabama. What's going on? Good morning. Hello?
Good morning, Brian.
What
how
happened,
you doing
William? This
morning?
I'm doing okay.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Doing great, man. What you up to?
That's good. Nothing, just getting out of bed. I ain't up yet. When you inboxed me, I was still kind of laying around there.
Hey,
yes,
I had to ask you, man. Really, while I was pushing you, I like you,
yeah.
Man. You be supporting me, man. I love you, son. How
oh, ain't no
doing?
Doubt, man. I'm good. I won't complain.
Yeah.
Sure won't.
Man,
God is good, you know.
Yeah. And what do you think about this virus? This God.
My personal opinion, and not to scare nobody, I think it's a man-made virus.
Yeah.
I think it's a man-made virus. I think it's something that they're trying to use the kind of, I don't know if it's going to work the way they want it to work, but something to scare people and also to put the world in kind of panic mode. And that's what it's doing. I really think that if we just take our time and be careful what we do, and we'll get through it. And by all means, at the end of the day, God still got the last word. You know what I'm saying? So we as a people, we start to, when the news start hyping something up, they go overboard with it. And that's just like, if you ever watch the news, and I watch it not all the time, but I watch it pretty regular. And we have these hurricanes and storms and stuff, how they just keep repeating it and hyping it up and put people in panic. People go buying supplies and this and that, and just like this toilet paper and all this germs.
What is that?
Stuff.
What is that?
It's just panic.
What is that about toilet paper?
They guess that we're going to be in the house for a few weeks and you ain't going to be able to go out and you're going to just be stuck inside.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
I got it. Go ahead.
It's just a widespread panic to put people on panic. But you know, like I said, God got the last word, and that's all we gotta do is worry about that there and just live, man. I really haven't went and bought no toilet paper. I go to Sam and me and my wife buy the big bomber all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So ain't nobody but two of us in the house. So it's all good. I mean, people.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, people go in panic mode listening to the news, and like I said before, it's one of them things that they're doing to us. The news, and it's sad to say, I kind of agree with Trump on that fake news and all that stuff that they are hyping it up. The news is the devil. I'm going to go ahead and say it just like that. And just think about this here, you in radio, how much good news do you ever hear?
Yeah.
Now, you spreading good news. You spreading good news, but they thrive on bad news.
Yeah.
I mean, it like the Channel 5, watch Channel 5 most time in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Every day in Mobile, Alabama, you're going to hear of a murder.
Somebody.
Every day. Somebody. And that's what they thrive on. You know, that'd be the first thing that pops up when breaking news, we got a murder in Mobile. dang, report something good. I mean, and they very seldom report good news. And I think I was listening to something one day. I don't know if it was on one of them TV shows or something, said, well, good news don't sell. Bad news and drama what sells. And that's what people thrive on. So, you know, in the world we living in now, man, it, you know, it's something kind of to me, funny. I'm a pretty much person to myself and stay to myself. And, you know, it just, once you learn to kind of get out the mainstream of people everyday living, you do all right. You know what I'm saying? It just, that's my opinion. I stay out of the way. So how about
yourself? I've been doing okay. My wife kind of calls me antisocial. I just, you know what? I can sense when somebody ain't real, man. And I don't want to be involved with it. I don't want to be talking to you. If it's a spirit thing.
Right.
It's just like me and you connecting now. That's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know it and I know it. Ain't no fake this about it. It's just
not at all.
I was talking about you be following me on the radio. That's real. That ain't no. You know old Freddie and I know we from years ago. That's a good person. Yeah.
Right.
She got problems. She got problems just like everybody else. But yeah,
what
would
you say?
A person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody that rode down the road 102 miles a day and tore up 7 cars and broke their back and their neck and they did, God's doing something with it.
Man, what you talking about? Ain't no doubt. When you talk about, when you say blessing in size a blessing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like,
you know,
and
what?
That's what I said.
Girl,
you know,
the girl that got killed several weeks ago, right down in front of the prison, Mercy.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that lady? Over the 29 years that I rode back and forth to Holman, she worked in the cleaning business, and then she started working as a security person at Alabama River Pump over there in the last part of her life. Do you know that woman up and down that road at night? She was working as a custodian with BD&F. And I would be half asleep, William, and I would pull off the road and wouldn't be all the way off the road. Half my back end or the front end, be still out in the road. And she would come up to me. Her lights flashed and she'd knock on that window. She said, Mr. Howard, you still in the road. Pull off to the road. Here's a coat.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a sandwich. Eat something and pull over there and go to sleep. I'll try to go home and I'll follow you home. I mean, she did that over 25. I mean, she did it forever. And guess what? Wasn't no hanky-panky going on with nothing. There's another human being concerned for another human being. And man,
but you know,
I told her family.
That's it.
That's real stuff. That's the kind of person she was. They got killed right down in front of Atmore Prison. Where Warren ran into her.
Yeah.
But, man, it's some stuff
going on
in the world now. Go ahead.
Man, it's something serious. It's something serious now. It ain't the world we lived in. I'm just saying 10 years ago. You ain't got to go back that far. You know, it ain't the same no more. This the day and age, man. And I'll be talking to people and talking to a lot of these young cats, trying to be kind of a mentor. They call me Unc now, and I got a bunch of my nephews, and I got a bunch of nephews out here in this world. You know, you try to guide them, and I tell them it ain't the same as it used to be. People were more friendly. You can pick your hand up nowadays and meet people on the road and throw your hand up to speak. People don't speak no more like they used to. You know what I'm saying? You can walk by people and people don't speak no more.
You know what I'm saying?
In the world that we're living in now, it has changed from us being friendly. And the world is antisocial now. You know, I mean, the world as we speak is antisocial. People don't speak in kind. You from the South, you know, people say, hey, how you doing? Or speak.
Yeah.
But the courtesy and that what we was brought up on, it ain't there no more. I mean, you know, like you can walk in there, like what your parents used to tell you, if you walk into the house, speak. Mm-hmm. People walk in the house now, walk over, you don't even say a word. Don't even say, hey, how you doing or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just come in, start a conversation, and that's it. But the world that we living in now is changing. And I told him, you know, I said, the devil had, to my personal feeling and where I come from, the devil's in the United States so
ooh,
deep. So
ooh,
deep.
See,
so deep. I mean he on every corner now, and he ain't playing. He's stealing and robbing every day. Sure is. And I'm talking about it's very deep, and people unaware or like I used to say, they care nothing for their life no more.
Mm-hmm.
He's robbing and stealing, bro. And we seen it. We seen it right here in Small Monroe. And like
ooh,
I said, people don't care no more. And that's what the God we serve, he said, love one another. And people don't love each other no more. Mm-mm. Love is the key to us living. And people, until we realize that there, I mean, I don't care what color you are, black or white. If you can't love one another, we lost now. We're in a loss. And the Christian people that, you know, we got so many of them lost now. You know what I'm saying? Supposed to be upright Christian. There's so many of them that's lost. But I've always taught and learn from myself that whatever you do, let it be real for him. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just so much going on, bro, how that we live in the day, we might be gone tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, he said, whatever you do, let it be real.
Let
and that's
be real.
All you can do, man. Right. And
you get a chance to holler at the mayor down there?
Yeah, man, you wouldn't believe I talked to Doc for a second, brief second. Sure did. Sure did. He doing well. Doing real good. Sure is.
He'll call on me periodically to come down to his church and be a part of his activities there. And the ministry thing. But I tell you one other thing. Alabama is a special place, so. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
When it comes to this black-white relationship. Yeah.
Right.
And guess what? In this political thing, that's all God's part and the devil's part. Because God allowed the devil to do whatever. God raised up leaders and he sets them down. But in Alabama, a black person running for a big office in Alabama, you can forget it. That's in the,
yeah.
Taking God, take over and just make a miracle. You're going to be on the outside. That's just like James Earhart. James Earhart was right up there around the cross. That Duke Sanders grandboy. I grew up with him. Grew up with him. And his dad and my dad, years ago, was involved in the school up there around the cross where we grew up in the early 50s and 60s. And James Earhart, that is a decent man. He just happened to be black. That went to military, upstanding, right person. Do you think Alabama black, white folk gonna vote for this man? Is the sky blue?
Man, okay.
A person, actually like President Barack Obama. President Barack Obama had his fault. But President Barack Obama made some mistakes, but he was decent and in order, with respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Folks hate him for what reason? For what reason? Until like President Donald Trump. Man, it's the best thing you can do for President Donald Trump. Pray just like God said. That's the best thing you can do for President Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And get what? The stuff that's going on in this nation now, that's God's hand. You say it may be fake, it may be whatever it is, but get what? God got a way of getting your attention.
What you say?
And you're going to pay attention, too.
Sure is.
And guess what?
And
we've been talking about the economy and the stock market and all that kind of stuff. What is it doing now? What's it doing now?
Falling out of sight. The worst it's been in years.
And me and you got money in that thing. Our retirement.
Yep. Yep.
Started kicking out to us each month.
Mm-hmm.
But God, y'all, okay. All right, y'all. Okay, y'all Americans. Y'all so good. Y'all so this. And that's the thing about it. We just like all human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We mess up. We screw up. We ain't
yep.
no bit different and better than nobody else. No other country.
Mm-mm.
The key to it
but,
is you're human.
Right. But the thing is, though, now I ain't say everybody, but the overall mindset is we think we're better than everybody else.
Oh, and you ain't. God has no respect for the person.
Right. Yeah. But you think about, you can go back. Oh, I listened to an insert. It's been some while back, and I often reflect on it. The United States in a whole got what Martin Luther King described as the drum major syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We want to be out front. We want to be seen. We want to be in everybody's business, but take care of ours. That is the problem with the United States. We got that drum major syndrome.
We could be fixing roads and highways and bridges and railroads and building transportation. That's what we need to be. You need to be taking care of your own house. Get from the chicken house to the hen house or the dog house to the cat house or whatever.
Let me show you right here. You think about it here, bro. How? Oh, right here in Monroe County. What kind of development do they have going on to better Monroe County? None. You see a little work up there around the square. You see the work here and there. You know, over there in Excel, they doing great work. But where else do you see in this county they doing anything? Nowhere. They ain't trying to get no jobs here. They ain't trying to do nothing. But, like,
real
you can go rail there. Huh?
I'm talking about, you talking about real jobs. I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. Everywhere, even Evergreen, they start developing, doing a little work. Down in Baldwin County, it's off the chain down there, what they do.
Ooh,
I'm talking about ridiculous off the chain. But this little county here could have had some of these jobs, some of the opportunity people want to come here and build because they got plenty of people to go to work. So they instead of getting these jobs here, you got people that's in certain positions that are working for these different companies. Well, y'all don't let no new jobs come in here. We need to be able to hire whatever type of employee we need right here at a cheap rate. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what they're doing. And like I say, there's some people up there on that board up there in Monroe. They need to go. Some of them old as gully dirt. They need to retire. They need some young people in there to motivate the minds to get this town back and going. Because one place can close around here,
and
it'll be almost
like
be a ghost town. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If ARP closed down, right. If ARP closed down, it'll almost shut this town down. You hear me? If ARP closed, or what they call GP closed down, it will close. It will close. My road will almost shut down because you got other companies that in Monroe County that depends on ARP for a check too. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said it will close down. But the thing is, they ain't trying to do nothing to get no more jobs here. I mean, and it's the same old people doing the same old thing. They're looking out for their buddy, one another. And that's just the way the system is. But if they don't change, I like to say, rumor is ARP talking about laying off people's nests because of the economy and stuff. So you think if they shut that place down, what is it going to do tomorrow kind? Somebody better wake
shut
up.
It. Shut it down.
It's gonna,
and get what?
I'm telling you, man. Huh?
that we rely on hunting, timber, cotton, peanuts, and cattle.
Right.
And the white folk, and right, that's all white folks.
Mm-hmm.
You got a few black folks.
Quick.
Huh? Go ahead.
Yes.
I said you got a few black folks on the fringes of that that have businesses. Like, you're going to be two or three of them today at our Pacer meeting. And what we do at Pacer, we grow fish, we teach gardening. In other words, we're teaching you how to live.
Right.
You ain't going to be able to get nothing. And
right.
all you need is a 4x8 spot in your yard. A 4x8 spot, and you can feed your family.
That's right.
A little bit of dirt. That's as long as you can plant on the outside. And then if it gets so bad you can't plant on the outside, we'll show you how to build you a little 10x20, 20x20, 5x10 spot inside with solar panels, with solar, with the sun running the power from the outside. And you can grow stuff 5, 6, 10 feet tall inside. That's what we be teaching. Teaching you how to survive when... Man,
woo. When it ain't nothing there, huh? And sad part about it, it might come back to that.
Don't come to that.
And that was said. People ain't ready. You know, a lot of people, man. I'm telling you, a lot of people. That's why I said, a lot of people are not ready for if it's hard time. Yeah, I know. I ain't ready. But one thing about it, I know how to do a lot of that. You understand what I'm saying? I know how to guard.
Yeah.
I know how to do all that stuff. So, if you ain't ready for what's about to come, and like I said, you know, I look here in Monroe County 10, 15 more years. This place might be a ghost town. So much. Because you got so many people that are leaving here, moving to Baldwin County.
I talked to Ronnie May, brother, yesterday, the one that worked with the wood folks. Ronnie May,
right.
He got his legs hurt. Yeah, tall.
Yeah, I know you.
I talked to him
at
the funeral. Anyway, he said he was starting a business and that he's going to be have his hands full here lately, trying to get it off the ground. So I'm hoping he, I don't know what type of business he's going to start, but he said he get something going. I imagine it'd be somewhere in your area. Or Monroe, wherever, I don't know. Yeah, but he say we're trying to get him a business off the ground. So it ain't nothing about no luck, it's about preparation. Ain't about nothing
right.
about no luck. That's what talking about good luck. Ain't about no good luck. It's about preparation.
Now you got
there. That's
right.
Right. Same way with sports team. Good luck on the game. They don't good luck. You better be ready to play.
Right. Ain't no doubt there. It's your right there. Ain't no doubt at all.
Well, listen, son. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed talking to you.
Me too.
Just like the days at the hole, man.
Ain't no doubt, boy. Look here. Hey, I tell them all the time. Y'all just don't know. I was telling my wife the other day we were headed to Pensacola. I said, it's a world inside a world right here. Back down there. And I'm gonna be honest. I don't miss it. You understand what the work, the job itself, but I miss the people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why I said, hey, somebody was talking about you ready to go back? No, I don't think I'm going back down. That's a place I can't go back there because it's too dangerous now. Wait,
you know,
it was dangerous.
Still there. I tried to get back in there about a month ago, but my paperwork got messed up, so I guess that was God letting me know you don't need to go back because it ain't going to be there that long. But anyway, I know some folks still down there, parents still down there. I saw a few folks when I went to Robert Holland's funeral several months back, and I got a chance to see his wife. And we always regret what we do. I kind of regret not hanging with Robert a little more than I did. I would go by every once in a while and just pop in, you know. But I should have just popped in regular. And then she told me what he had been experiencing and all the problems he had with bone cancer. And, yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, Robert was another type of person. Robert was a person, if that was some drama and stuff going on, Robert didn't have no, he didn't want no part of that. That's why he left.
Uh-huh.
He just couldn't take that kind of, that political game they were playing. And they didn't play that game, too. Just like old Fraley tried to do to me after me. He already got nearly 25 years in, and he going to write me up 5 times. You know, 6 times you're gone.
Right.
He going to write me, and guess what? The white boys come to me and told me what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Hadley, he said, "Brother, what Fraley doing? See, you got over 25 years in. You already on the drop program. You make every check you get, you doubling his pay already. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
He riding you into lieutenant. That's what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when that white boy come and start telling me, and Mike Austin, them guys got come telling me what was going on, he said that he's trying to ride you into lieutenant.
Mm.
I said, oh, good hell. And here I got years on the book. You know, like I'm coming up and down that road, and I'd be sleeping. I get up, sleep. I go to bed, sleep. Coming in late, and most of the supervisors say, "Okay, Freddie, you got 2 or 3 years on the book." And then when you come in, when you're supposed to be off, hell, you still working. You won't even go back home. Take a couple hours. We'll take a couple hours. Going to work. That's what's been happening 3 or 4 years. Hear this, Joker? He won't do that. He gonna write me up.
Yeah,
man.
But
and
you
when
know,
the white boy when the white boy come and told me what was going on, I mean, you know, I wasn't thinking, you know, but anyway. And he's the guy, you remember when they were putting 10 on the house and it first come out? Guess who I bought my stripping from? I bought it from him.
Yeah.
Cause from that meal he had. I went over there to his place to pick that stuff up. Man, Freddie got a plate laid out like a, I said, man, look at him.
Yeah.
And then you know how he got busted, right? You heard about, you know about that, right?
I heard a little something. I ain't hear the whole thing.
The story is, and it's the truth of it is, see, Freddie used to travel to Mexico up in the mountains of a hunt every year with them big wealthy folks.
Right.
So he had a few dollars himself. Somebody from over there, he must have rubbed one of them Mexicans right wrong over there, one of them big folks over there wrong. Do you know they called the Alabama Department of Correction to the commissioner? They called and gave evidence for what he was doing up in the mountain.
Uh-huh.
That's what shut Fraley down. And it happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. When I went to court the last time for that fifth write-up, and I knew the sixth one would not be, I'll be fired.
Yeah.
Deputy Warden at the time. Him and my brother-in-law were best friends. I knew him from when they executed John Lewis Evans. Him and my brother-in-law were riding horses out in the woods at CO1.
Uh-huh.
That was in 71.
Uh-huh.
Do you know they called the commissioner office at Fraley, after they had convicted me of what Fraley had wrote me up, that Deputy Warren told me, he said, Fred Howard, you need some time in this room by yourself. He was talking about praying time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, sir. I said, yes, sir, I need some time in here. And I think about it now.
Mm-hmm.
I sat in that room and cried and called on God about what this man was doing to me.
Uh-huh.
And God took care of him. I know God did it.
Yeah.
Fraley was gone after that.
Hmm.
I went
ahead and did
about 29 years after that. That's something you never knew.
Right. But the thing about it was, though, they always told me, if you dig a ditch, be careful about that ditch you dig. You might have to cross it yourself. So,
yeah.
I mean, everything come to pass. Just cause you standing up and looking down on a fella don't mean you won't be down. You understand what I'm saying?
That's what we lost.
We lost sight of that. I was over there working a shutdown over there at the paper mill. And I was in a hole. We had to dig a 3x6, 3 foot wide, 6 foot deep hole. We was over there in the paper mill. We had broke the concrete up. And where we were working at, we couldn't dig it with a machine. We had to get in there shovel digging. So I was in there digging the holes. These white guys, they were standing up over the hole, looking down in the hole at us where we dig. I stopped what I was doing. Hey, y'all get off mow the hole. I don't need y'all standing up over me. Get what they did? They got off mow the hole because when I said it aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get off mow me because if you ain't finna get in the hole, you don't need to be standing around the hole. You know what I'm saying? And they wasn't no supervisor, nothing like that there, but you don't stand over no man while you in a hole. You know what I'm saying? Digging a hole. That's big disrespect there. But hey, the thing is, it's you know, when you're digging a ditch, be careful about that ditch you're digging for somebody else because it might be the same one you fall in. That's all it will. So, my mom always tell me what goes around comes around.
Exactly.
You don't know when is your season. Hey, when it's your season, you and what I learned, Freddie, and this here, I'm gonna let you go. I learned this right here that sometimes when you're going through them storms, look back at what you done or what you done said, and be like, come to realize, well, I'm going through this here because of this. Know the reason that you're going through it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And once you learn to know the reason that what you're going through, you better understand it and you can get through it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know, if you're too silly or too dumb to understand why you're going through what you're going through, you still ain't coming to realization of knowing yourself and knowing what's going on in your life. Sure is. You feel what I'm saying? And that's why I say it's just people got to learn to understand that. Learn to know what you're going through, the reason you're going through. And you better understand what's going on in your life. Sure is.
Well, we're going to tell you what, son. I enjoy talking to you, boy. I really
Me too. I'll get back at you. I just had to get up. As a matter of fact, you know, if you on the radio, and hit me up. I'll be up sometime early in the morning, and just hit me up. And if I get up, I'll call you.
Yeah.
Sure will.
I'm over 100,000 listeners now worldwide. I'm up to 110 or 111. I did 1,803 broadcasts over the 20 years. And guess what? I've been on this thing for 20 years, man. And any folks, I'll be calling it. I was just talking to my friend from over in Africa just a while ago. But he was indicated that he wanted to call in, but he said it cost him so much from Africa, he had to do it online through there, his computer. So I ain't got about 10 or 12 more minutes now. But anyway, God bless you, sir. I always do prayer. Hold on just a minute. Our Father and Savior, Jesus Christ, thank you for Brother William calling in. Be with him and guide him. I don't know his trials and tribulations, but you know all there is about it. I've known him for a long time, Jesus. You know all about me and you know all about him. Be with him and keep him safe and be with his family. These men bless him. We ask in the son of Jesus' name. Amen. See you later, old man.
Good. I'll talk to you. All right.
Oh, that's Ronald from our days of working at the prison in Atmore. Good man. God is good. We've got about
29
minutes left. Stay with us.
Gospel Concert, Frisco City, Alabama. Good evening. How you doing out there? And welcome to House Even Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue downtown from the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. Got a gospel concert coming up. It will be Sunday, March the 29th, 2020. At the Bell Re-Enterprise, Old Frisco City High School,
200 School Street, Frisco City, Alabama. Doors will open at 3:30 p.m. Concert starts at 4 p.m. Tickets are just $15 in advance and can be purchased at Faith Automotive in Monroeville, Alabama. $20 at the door. Features groups on the Flying Clouds of Edinburgh, Alabama. The McCrary Sanguines, the Gospel Travelers of Atmore, Revelation of Selma, and the Gospel Legends. For more information, you can call 334-306-5013. Don't you miss it. That's March the 29th, 2020, at the Bell Re-Enterprise over Frisco City High School, 200 School Street, Frisco City, Alabama. All doors open at 3:30 p.m. Concert will start at 4 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance and can be purchased at Faith Automotive in Monroeville, Alabama. $20 at the door. Featured groups are the Flying Clouds, Bedburg, Alabama, the McCrary Singers, the Gospel Travelers of Atmore, Revelations of Selma, and the Gospel Legends. For more information, you can call 334-306-5013. 334-306-5013. And welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel Concert, Frisco City, Alabama. Good evening, good evening. How you doing out there? And welcome to House Evening Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue downtown from the city of Beatrice, Alabama. Got a gospel concert coming up. It will be Sunday, March the 29th, 2020, at the Bell Re-Enterprise, Old Frisco City High School, 200 School Street, Frisco City, Alabama. Doors will open at 3:30 p.m. Concert starts at 4 p.m. Tickets are just $15 in advance and can be purchased at Faith Automotive in Monroeville, Alabama. $20 at the door. Features groups on the Flying Clouds of Edinburgh, Alabama. The McCrary Sanguines, the Gospel Travelers of Atmore, Revelation of Selma, and the Gospel Legends. For more information, you can call 334-306-5013. Don't you miss it. That's March the 29th, 2020, at the Bell Re-Enterprise over Frisco City High School, 200 School Street, Frisco City, Alabama. All doors open at 3:30 p.m. Concert will start at 4 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance and can be purchased at Faith Automotive in Monroeville, Alabama. $20 at the door. Featured groups are the Flying Clouds, Bedburg, Alabama, the McCrary Singers, the Gospel Travelers of Atmore, Revelations of Selma, and the Gospel Legends. For more information, you can call 334-306-5013. 334-306-5013. And welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. True Praise Radio. Honors and awards ceremony coming up in August the 1st, 2020. It's a ways. It's a ways off, but it's going to be here before you know it. Red carpet, 4 p.m. The event starts at 5 p.m. United Christian Church there. Pastor Tyler Dixon, 1852 Highway 84. Highway 14, rather, there in East Prattville, Alabama, 36056. United Christian Church, Pastor Tyler Dickinson, 1852 Highway 14, East Prattville, Alabama, 36066. Tickets at $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Formal attire, live performances. For more information, go to tprgroove@gmail.com. True Praise Radio Groove. @gmail.com. tprgroove@gmail.com. That's August the 1st, 2020. Yours truly going to be part of that festivities. Come on up there. See you there. More coming your way here on House Hearing Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Gospel Concert, Frisco City, Alabama. Good evening, how you doing out there? And welcome to House Evening Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue downtown from the city of Beatrice, Alabama. Got a gospel concert coming up. It will be Sunday, March the 29th, 2020, at the Bell Enterprise, Old Frisco City High Schools, 200 School Street, Frisco City, Alabama. Doors will open at 3:30 p.m. Concert starts at 4 p.m. Tickets are just $15 in advance and can be purchased at Faith Automotive in Monroeville, Alabama. $20 at the door. Featured groups on the Flying Clouds of Edinburgh, Alabama. The McCrary Singers, the Gospel Travelers of Atmore, Revelation of Selma, and the Gospel Legends. For more information, you can call 334-306-5013. Don't you miss it. That's March the 29th, 2020 at the Bell Re-Enterprise over Frisco City High School, 200 School Street, Frisco City, Alabama. All doors open at 3:30 p.m. Concert will start at 4 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance and can be purchased at Faith Automotive in Monroeville, Alabama. $20 at the door. Featured groups are the Flying Clouds, Bedburg, Alabama, the McCrary Singers, the Gospel Travelers of Atmore, Revelations of Selma, and the Gospel Legends. For more information, you can call 334-306-5013. 334-306-5013.
And welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. True Praise Radio honors and awards ceremony coming up in August the 1st, 2020. It's a ways off, but it's going to be here before you know it. Red carpet, 4 p.m. The event starts at 5 p.m. United Christian Church there. Pastor Tyler Dixon, 1852 Highway 84. Highway 14, rather, there in East Prattville, Alabama. 36056. United Christian Church, Pastor Tyler Dickinson. 1852 Highway 14, East Prattville, Alabama. 36066. Tickets at $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Formula Tire, live performances. For more information, go to tprgroove@gmail.com. True Praise Radio Groove@gmail.com. tprgroove@gmail.com. That's August the 1st, 2020. Yours truly going to be part of that festivities. Come on up there. See you there. More coming your way here on House Here in Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody here.
Early this morning.
think it was your alarm clock that woke you early. But here's what I want you to do. Get your alarm clock. Go to the nearest cemetery. Set your alarm clock. Let the alarm clock go off. And tell me who wake up. It wasn't your alarm clock. It wasn't your family member that shook your body. But look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor. Tell him, he woke me up. Tell him, not a minute too soon. Not a second too late. But he woke me up early. Set your alarm clock. Let the alarm clock go off. And tell me who wake up. It wasn't your alarm clock. It wasn't your family member that shook your body. But look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor. Tell him, he woke me up. Tell him, not a minute too soon. Not a second too late. But he woke me up early.
Early this morning.
And you woke me right on time.
Right on time.
I just
All right, we're back at New Ads here. We ended our last session with a portion of Ruth Beck and the Harmonettes. And we are going to continue with Ruth Beck and the Harmonettes. Then Mary Pugh from out over there in Grove Hill, Alabama. Let's continue here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio with Ruth Beck and the Harmonettes. What you gonna do?
Radio music. Blog Talk. Be encouraged, be inspired, and be